Hearing specialists are urging patients not to be concerned about yesterday's recall of the nation's leading implanted hearing device. The Australian company Cochlear withdrew its best-selling product line because of a rise in the number of implants that have suddenly stopped working. The company has a reputation for quality, so the announcement wiped more than $800 million from its market value. But a leading implant surgeon insists that patients are still getting a premium product, as Ashley Hall reports.
Just hours after Cochlear announced it was recalling its fifth-generation implant device, Dr. Philip Chang was preparing a 70-year-old woman for implant surgery.
And she said to me, "What would you do?" And I said, "I would revert to the fourth-generation implant, which has served as the benchmark for safety and reliability." She said to me, "I feel blessed that it's been identified on the morning of my surgery. I feel blessed that we've made this decision, and please go ahead."
Dr. Chang heads the cochlear implant program at Sydney Children's Hospital and serves as an implant surgeon at St. Vincent's Hospital. He says he's had a similar response from the parents of a four-month-old baby who's scheduled to receive cochlear implants later this week.
I think the surgeons and the parents are far more forgiving than the stock market, that they understand that it is technology. They understand that Cochlear has acted responsibly.
Dr. Chang says patients receiving the earlier model implant won't detect any difference when compared to the recalled model.
The fourth generation implant, that portion of the implant that is implanted underneath the skin, is as good as the fifth generation implant that has a question mark over it at the moment.
It is a little larger though, isn't it, the fourth one?
By millimetres. And whether it's 2 or 3 millimetres thick makes no difference.
It's important to note the recall of the device is voluntary, and while it was prompted by an increase in the failure rate of implants, since the product was launched in 2009, that rate remains at less than 1%.
For the majority of people who have this implant, the device will just stop working, and then people will check all the external components of the device, and if that doesn't fix the problem, then they know that there is a problem with the internal device and we would do checks.
Emma Rushbrook is the clinical director of Brisbane's Hear and Say Centre. She's been working with cochlear implants for 15 years and has helped hundreds of patients.
The company themselves, as I said, are reacting very cautiously because they have a duty of care to those clients who have received the device.
How big a dent, though, will this make in Cochlear's reputation? They have had an impeccable reputation, no recalls in the past. Is this going to be a big issue for the company?
I think we need to wait for more information as to how long this issue will be ongoing, but I really think that their reliability has been so good, and as I said, I really think that the number of cases that will be affected will be so small that I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on their reputation.
She says her centre has already heard from about 15 families concerned about what the recall will mean for them.
Obviously, any parent would be worried if there's any concern that the equipment their child received may stop working, because if it does, then that device can be quite can be replaced, and obviously that means another surgery. However, the procedure for cochlear implants is very routine now.
Look, I think the most important thing is that nobody should be overly concerned about this. It's less than 1% of recipients have reported a problem, and a lot of testing and troubleshooting can be done while the device is in situ. So unless there was evidence that there was a problem, I don't think anybody should be concerned that their device might actually stop working.
Chris Wren is the chief executive of the Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children.
The company has a very, very high reputation for its reliability, and that's hard earned through a lot of its spend on research and development and manufacturing processes. So when the news came through, it's certainly unprecedented from an Australian company perspective, and for the 14 years I was directly involved with the company at the Sydney Cochlear Implant Centre, it didn't happen.
The World Today understands Cochlear executives are meeting today to discuss how to fix the problem. None of them was available for an interview.
Ashley Hall reporting.